This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window. And David Haas from Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. On this snowy day, we ask Elwood, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Here we go, here we go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line on this snowy day.
It's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild outside.
Can you see the water from here? Dan, can you see the water?
I can, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's not just covered in white?
Not yet.
Just the
not
river.
Yet.
The lake is out of sight.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. It's usually, oh my God, we're going to get 7 inches and we get a dusting.
This is really that.
They hit it.
Yeah, they nailed it. That one time, right?
Congratulations.
Yay.
Went out at 9 o'clock last night before I went to bed.
Okay.
Got the fuel for my snowblower.
Sure. Yeah, you're
ready
prepped.
To go. My wife's like, nice. What are you going to do?
How many snowblowers do you have now?
I got one.
Okay, just one.
I got the 26
inch. I remember
inch.
There was a couple.
The other one I blew up. I threw a
that's
rod.
Right. That's
threw
right.
a rod in the last one. Okay. So I went out, got this 26 inch double dual stage backwards and forwards. Pretty
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yep. And
you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go. My wife's like, Lisa, like, you don't get home until like 2 o'clock. What are we supposed to do? I'm like, you got a 4-wheel drive.
I was just going to say, or you could
stay
do
around.
It, or one of the kids could do it.
No,
like, it should be, okay.
Please
no,
stop.
No, don't do that.
312, okay. Yeah. And I'll meet them at Glenbrook Hospital because somebody lost a hand. 312-981-7200, 312-981. That's why I didn't put the gas in the snowblower.
Because you're smart.
Smart.
You're a smart guy.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Let's go around the horn. Gary Anderson, Next Door and Window. Welcome back. I mentioned you a couple of times while I was hosting for Bob on the live reads.
Oh.
Coming
very
in,
nice.
You have buy one, get the second window, 30% off. Boom.
That is
nice.
Correct.
Is that a Black Friday deal or just odd deal?
No, that's the deal for right now.
Got it. Deal for right now.
The last name's Armstrong.
Yeah.
Armstrong. I think you were there, right?
I got it right.
Something.
I got it right here. Gary Armstrong.
Yeah,
what
there
did
you
I
go.
Anderson?
No,
Anderson,
well,
yeah.
Armstrong, that's Anderson. It's so close.
I watched The Matrix. Don't.
Wow, nice. Good
Gary, you know what? You see this button right here? That turns off your microphone, okay?
And here's a pill.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's a blue pill or a red pill.
Yeah,
all right, let's keep it up, smart guy. We got another 2 hours and 50 minutes, and you can just sit there watching everything.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Armstrong, what are you talking about today?
Today we're just talking about, it's the end of the year. Best time to buy is in December. Prices go up every January. We have free financing, so it's just basically just signing a contract today. The projects are 10 to 14 weeks out, and with the free financing, you put no money down. It's really, really a no-brainer. Do next year's project at this year's cost.
Phone number?
844-600-NEXT.
All right, we're going to go to Jeremy Hogle. We're going to show Dan over here. McCarthy or McCarthy?
No,
McCarthy.
You're getting
McCarthy. That's right. I wrote it down.
You
want to make sure
right.
I didn't mention an H?
Yeah.
Navy boy over
did you
here.
Spell it phonetically? Or
I got
how did you?
McCarty.
Okay. There you
McCarthy.
Go.
That's about
it. Nailed it.
He was on aircraft. He was on the Stennis.
Wow.
Nuclear.
Thank you.
Bremerton, Washington.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service, sir.
Nuclear aircraft.
Pleasure.
That's pretty cool.
All right. He's got a 30-year fix at 6.5%. If you would have joined us at breakfast, you would know all this stuff.
Wow.
It's all right.
It was snowy. It was hard to get to get out of the house.
I left early.
It was hard to get
morning.
Out of the bed.
That's all right.
Yeah. I get it. Well, not everybody can be you.
Some are more dedicated to their craft.
Yeah.
Like I am. And care about our listeners like I do. But that's
totally
fine.
Understand.
What are we talking about?
It's winter. So, I mean, it's official,
yep.
I would say, you know,
right.
there's
it's
snow.
Here.
Things to look for with the snow, with the snow falls around your house.
Okay.
And then if you have questions, we're here for our listeners. 312-981-7200, you could call or text us.
847-658-8800.
Or you could call that number for
call
fun
number.
Right now.
Or this one.
If you want to. You could go there too.
So
sure. relaxing.
Sure.
All right, Dan McCarthy.
Yes, sir.
We've got the paramedics on call because the last guy that came in here almost died of sweat. I thought we'd have to pop in a couple of IVs because your guy thought was going to sweat out. We had to repair and replace that chair that you're on. It's a new chair because it wasn't meant to hold that much water, and no pressure.
That's all right. I brought my sponge today, so I'm keeping it dry.
You're ready to go. And as a rookie, Jeremy, as you know, and Gary, as Gary know,
first timers.
Gary was under the impression I ain't singing. There's no way I'm singing, and he sang. So you elected to go with this.
Bring out the weather girls.
Yes, nice. Bring out the weather girls and men dropping from the. From the clouds. What are you talking about today, young man?
So today we're talking about kitchen cabinet refacing. That's what we offer. So cabinet refacing, what we do is we work with the cabinets that you currently have where they're at in your kitchen, right? So it's not painting. It's not a full replacement. But what we offer is replacing the doors, the drawer fronts, and the hardware with all brand new. That's going to include interior soft close hinges. And then whatever color you choose, instead of painting, we're going to wrap those boxes in a wood-based veneer. It's going to be a much more permanent solution that you won't have to worry about touching up down the road.
Phone number for listeners want to reach out to you.
Phone number for listeners, and please call in. We've got our call center ready. 630-381-5583. Again, that's 630-381-5583.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. David Haas from Miracle Method is also here.
Ish.
But he's walking over. I got a text. I parked. I'm walking over, so he'll be here momentarily. We're going to come back with the Senegar Plumbing mailbag after these messages. Senegar Plumbing, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Jeremy, that are in my house.
Yeah.
847, Packer fan is up early.
I love today.
Hey, Hochberg. Spelled my name right, too.
He did.
He went to spelling lessons. That's good. This is your favorite Packer fan here. I got to give you credit. Got to give credit or credit is due. That doesn't make any sense. Got to give credit where credit is due, but that's okay.
We got it.
We'll give him.
He's still a Packers.
He's
fan.
Still a Packers.
Sure.
The Bears are the real deal. First place still. Going to be great game next weekend. They play the Packers. Go Packers. So this is for you, Packer boy. The Wiener Circle here in Chicago, the place you go to get great food and insulted at the same time over in Lincoln Park, which was, you know, you're a Chicago boy. Mm-hmm. I lived at 2800. North Lakeshore Drive, right around the corner from the. It's a world-renowned place. They're now giving out. They said if Ben Johnson, our coach, took off his shirt during one of the post games, they'll free hot dogs for everybody.
Okay.
So now
that's pretty cool.
Now in the middle of a snowstorm, there'll be hundreds, if not thousands, of people, Chicagoans that are idiots, standing outside for a free $2 hot dog. But okay, whatever. That's fine. Go Bears. All right. So Packer fan, it's going to be great.
I love it.
I'm going to give credit where credit is due. You're an a-hole.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I expected from our Packers fan.
Obviously.
Okay, so 108 days, just your reminder out there. We love you, Packer fan. No idea who this guy
that's
is.
That's okay. He's a great guy.
Great guy. Great listener. Appreciate the support. 108 days until the next election for county board president. Only 19 people in the county voted, and the county of Cook makes up of 5.2 million people. And would appreciate if more than 19% of the people that are registered got off their rear ends and voted.
Is that wild? 19%?
19%
is all that vote.
In my videos now, I think over 3,000 people. It's gone viral, and it's out there. And I had Alderman Riley in here yesterday when I filled in for Bob. Tony Preckwinkle, Equal Time, is always invited. I told her that to her face while she was chewing something. I don't know what it was, which is rude and disgusting at the same time at the last county board meeting. And, you know, I'm out there.
So were you able to get on that call? Remember last time that we were on?
We can't get through.
We can't get through. I know we can't get through.
Ben continues to
But then
to
you
try.
Tried to register to be able to
I got
announce.
On.
You
I,
did.
I went down there.
Okay.
And gave my 3-minute public comments.
Yeah.
And lit her up.
Okay. And how did that go?
It's gone viral, like over 2,000
So that's the
people.
That's the video that
that's
you're
the
worried
video
about,
that
right?
I'm like, not worried about
are,
anything.
Are you worried that they're going to...
Like, oh, they're coming after me.
Yeah, okay. So,
well, my tax
like, I don't think you're going to get assassinated
no,
or anything.
No, my real estate tax bill is going to go up 4 times.
You think so?
Oh,
like, just that Hochberg guy.
Yeah, but you know what? I had a buddy of mine who's a huge real estate attorney. He was sitting with $100 million in escrow. I told this on Bob's show.
Yeah.
With Alderman Riley. He had $100 million just sitting in an escrow account waiting for a tax bill. He's like, you know you have a target on your back. And I said, blank, I'm not going to name his name because people will be able to figure it out.
Yeah.
I said, somebody's got to stand up and take the arrows. And I go, the biggest difference between me and the people that the county board president and the assessor, Tony Preckwinkle and Fritz Kagi, is that I have the capability of working 7 more hours a week to make more money to overcome whatever they're going to throw at me if they want to double, triple my real estate tax bill, which I fully intend that they're going to do.
Yep.
But they don't have the ability to stop doing their jobs horribly and being inept and incapable of doing their jobs.
Sure.
So that's the difference. I can work another 7 hours. I'll just throw another 7 hour, another couple hours a day on there, right? I'm already working 12 to 14. Yeah. What's another hour? Okay. So you come after me. Somebody's got to stand up, Jeremy, and do something about it. And all the people that are complimenting me with my video is great. That's great. I don't need the compliments. I need you to get off your rear ends and vote.
If you're not one of the 19%. If you're one of the 19%, thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay. But if you're not, if you're one of the, what is that? One, carry the two. See, 81%.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It took me a while.
I know.
If you're one of the 81%, I need half of the 81% to get off their rear ends and vote for Alderman Riley and Mr. Hines, who's running against Fritz Cake. All right, let's get to other things here.
Yep.
Conforming loan limits are going up $26,250. So the new conforming loan limit in 2026 is $832,750. Right now it's $806,500. That means you could buy a $858,505 home for only 3% down.
Okay.
Which is huge. Okay, so that's great. That's, when I first started in the industry, I think it was like 215. 25 years ago. I think it was 175. So in the past 25 years, it's gone up to $858,505.
Okay.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I want to throw this out there. Metro's biggest home value boom in metro areas since 2019. Guess what? Knoxville, Tennessee, 86% increase in value. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Why you don't want to live in Fayetteville? But that's another story. 85%. Charleston, South Carolina. A buddy of mine, retired professor, Elliot Lesson, moved there when he retired. 81% increase in the past 6 years.
Wow.
Scranton, Pennsylvania. Okay. Now, you talk about regentrifying areas. Scranton was a huge mill town back in the day.
Okay.
Huge mill town.
Okay. So kind of desolate, I'd imagine, after
78%.
Okay. Wow.
Last but not least, Syracuse, New York, up 77%. Hmm. How crazy is that?
That's crazy.
Those are huge. And I've been to Syracuse because my cousin lives in Syracuse. They only get about like 400 inches of snow in Syracuse.
So,
I mean,
why people want to live there?
I have no idea.
Sure.
I have absolutely no idea, but it is what it is. I got another story. Justice Department is investigating the handling of Adam Schiff's mortgage fraud probe, so they're not happy that the FHA chairperson is investigating senators and congressmen instead of doing his job. And I just want to throw this out there for my good friend Jimmy Brown, who loves when I talk the economy. This is from Justin Wolfers, who's a economist at the University of Michigan. He's on a lot of the TV shows. Latest jobs report: job growth January through September of this year, compared to the past 15 years, it's only been worse once in the past 15 years. Guess when? That's right, the pandemic. Worst first 9 months for labor market in the past 15 years. We also have unemployment rate, the single best statistic to how the economy is doing, at a four-year high. It's risen 1/10 of a percentage point every couple of months. Unemployment rate is up 0.5 point from the beginning of the year, which means a lot of our listeners are struggling. Which they are, because I see the credit reports and I see the credit card bills going up. I see missed payments. I see our listeners. So this is for Jim Brown, realtor on Sarah Leonard's team, who loves when I do this. So I named this segment of the Center Guard Plumbing mailbag in honor of Jim. Because he hates when I do this.
Sure.
312, because, you know.
Perfect. Well, because you're a mortgage guy.
Because, no, I just tell the truth.
Oh, because, it doesn't sound that positive.
If it's black, yellow, and red, it's black, yellow, and red.
Well, isn't credit still at an all-time high? I mean, it's not.
$1.3 trillion on credit cards. It'll be interesting to see what
happens. What that happens over the holiday season.
I had Scott Bauer from Prosper Trading Academy and CNBC, graduated with Scotty from Maine East in 84. He was a big-time trader. Great shortstop, according to Carm, in 16 and softball. Came on yesterday to talk about he anticipates the Fed's going to cut short-term rates.
Okay.
And he doesn't know what's going to happen with long-term rates because the White House is not releasing the information because he said, in his own words, they know it's bad. So you got that. And then last but not least, let's leave on a positive note.
Great.
78-year-old WGN listener lives in a $2 million house in over in, what's that, off of Fullerton by where the Children's Memorial used to be? Lincoln Park.
Okay.
Hello.
Don't look at me.
Hello. She's got a first loan, a second loan, and $80,000 of high interest rate debt.
Hmm.
Totaling $12,000 a month. She's a widow. She has about $100,000, thankfully, coming in from retirement accounts, and she has $2 million in retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you can't pull off this type of mortgage. You need a 1.2 to wipe everything off, put a couple of shekels in the bank as an emergency fund. You can't pull it off on 100 grand. Real estate taxes on that place has got to be 50, 60 grand, right?
Okay.
So it's $4,000 a month coming out of the box with real estate taxes. Insurance on that place is going to be at least $1,000 to $1,500 a month. And then you got to carry a $1.2 million mortgage. So we're going to take a distribution out of the $2 million that she has in her retirement account to generate more revenue income so she could qualify for a $1.2 million mortgage, which will save her $4,000 a month. So we're going to combine everything into one loan, pay off her 80 G's, cover her first or second, boom, put everything in, save her 4 G's. This segment.
So that, I mean, that's unbelievable.
This like, is what I do for a living.
Yeah, that is a crazy math problem. Right?
Even in horrible weather like this, this is what I do because weather doesn't stop.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. This segment was sponsored by CenterGuard, the only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes, Jeremy, that
are in your home.
That's right. We're going to pay some bills, be right back with David Haas from Miracle Method, the guy that decides to leave at 8 o'clock on a snowy day to try to come down, and it takes 2 hours. But we won't talk about that. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WJ.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, David Haas, if somebody was leaving, this is a word. It's kind of like a math thing, a word equation type deal. If a business owner is leaving West Dundee for a 10 o'clock show on a snowy day in downtown Chicago, and the radio show in downtown Chicago starts at 10:05 every Saturday when we're not bounced for Northwestern football, when do you recommend that that person that lives in West Dundee, who's been on the show for 4 years now, would leave their home to make it down in a snowstorm? A, at 8 o'clock like he
choice.
Normally does.
Because
you went to Northern like I do, some multiple choice king. A, 8 o'clock like you normally do. B, maybe 7:30 to build in a little bit of a cushion to factor in the snow. C, 7:30 to factor in the snow. Or D, BC, BNC. Go ahead.
I was giving you time to, you know, prep everybody.
Yeah, appreciate that.
A lot of running around. I thought about getting a room at the Swiss here last night. That would have been the smart play. Actually more worried about getting home.
Don't worry about it.
Really? It's just going to be slow.
I just think it's going to be slow.
It's just going to be real slow.
Be on the road.
Don't wait up for dinner.
We love our snow plow guys and
gals.
Well,
that's why I came down. Sure. I mean, I wasn't chickening out or
anything. No, they're good. Listen, they're out there now. Everybody get off the road about noon to give them plenty of time to clear it for us to go home. So that's what we're
doing. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, if we could do that.
Only two accidents on the way here. It's very minor. I was
it's
expecting
a slow mine. Day. Slow day. What are we talking about, David Haas?
We will talk about bathroom safety, of course. And I think, you know, given the context of what we're talking about and what you brought up in the mailbag of some of the credit and some of the uncertainty that folks go through around this time of year, saving money over the cost of replacement and doing things like refinishing your bathroom tub and tile.
I think that's a great segue with what Dan here is going to be talking about, you know, with Redo. So let's talk bathroom safety. Grab bars.
Yeah, speaking of safety, look, I'm wearing orange in case I got lost in the snow.
That's nice.
High visibility safety.
It's good. Because you're smart.
In case you had to come pick me up off the shoulder.
If there's a reason to get out of your car, if it, God forbid, you get into an accident,
you never know.
In a snowstorm, you're covered.
Yeah, the t-shirt is orange.
Right. The orange t-shirt. I would recommend you stay in your car until the tow truck comes to flip you back over right side up. But you were talking a couple of shows ago that you guys have this process where you kind of rough in the floor. What's that process? Where you put some non-slip, material down.
Of course. Or, yeah.
How do you, I love it when Dave talks construction.
I
know.
Yeah,
it's so good.
This like, is a good panel for you.
Like,
too
it would just,
today.
You
this
know, it's like lifting. Sandpaper, yeah. But like not sandpaper. I want to say it's sandpaper.
Yeah. Back to you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Slip resistant surfaces, incredibly important, both at your home and in your office, too. So if there are places in that environment that you need, we do a couple different things. In the bathroom, bathtub, shower area, you can apply slip resistant surface relatively easily, and in a sort of a top coat type fashion. We also have this great bath mat called Aqua Grip. These guys are making this thing out of McHenry, and it was probably the most slip resistant thing that I've ever used.
Go ahead, Gary.
So this product, this is, you put it on your existing tile, your existing tile floor?
Right, you could do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of times, folks are probably the most critical thing is getting in and out of the shower or the bathtub, right? Stepping over the bathtub or stepping into the shower. So things like grab bars and a little bit of that grit will certainly reduce the chance.
How much is that investment?
Very, very minimal, and less than an hour of work in most cases. But we're doing this thing in things like hotels too. We'll do okay. 100 rooms in a hotel to make sure people are safe there too. A typical bathroom safety package with maybe a bath mat, two grab bars, something like that would be less than $600.
Okay, wow. So it's holiday time, and we're looking for practical holiday gifts.
It's a wonderful gift.
And the gift of safety, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You're in and out of homes all the time with mobility challenged up to people like me that do Cirque du Soleil because we're in such great balance health.
And
we
of course.
Got our balance and our core so strong. I've been tightening my core since I got here.
Yep.
I've been doing Kegel exercise for literally 40 minutes. You can't even tell because my core is so solid and I'm breathing through the whole thing. But, you know, the gift of safety this holiday season, and I know I talked about it yesterday. I know I talked about it last week with you and Frank.
Yes.
You know, the shirt and the sweater and the hat and all that BS, the gift of safety continues to give, and it's the best gift that you can
give. Yeah. Yeah, protects loved ones. I mean, that's just the coolest part.
Absolutely.
So it's $600. So let me understand this, though. So Gary mentioned, like, tile floor, right? So shower tile floor. You're not coming in there and reglazing. You're putting the bath mat in. I don't want to make it sound like you're not doing any work, but you're putting the mat in, you're putting the grab bars in. Are you anchoring those into studs?
Yeah, I mean, as best as, you know, you know this more than the average bear, but so anchoring, getting studs, using the proper anchors, I mean, just doing it in the most professional way that you can. If you're in the situation with a tile floor, then what we're always doing is visiting the home and talking to your friends or your family or whoever's house it is or whoever is using that room to give them the best solution.
Okay.
They can. Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, hey, this is what we do and we're done. You're going to evaluate it, assess what's going on, look at the condition of the tile, all that jazz. Like what happens if it does need work, right? Like you know, you show up and you're like, yikes,
there's
some grout popping.
And I think there's enough people out there doing everything via text message these days that with the real competitive advantage that we offer is visiting you and showing up and doing it the right way.
Got it.
For the people that have loved ones that they don't care for, do you have a slippery surface?
Yeah, like real slippery, the like, opposite.
Yeah, do you have like the motor oil?
Anti-grip?
Yeah, but there's a lot of paperwork involved in that.
Sure. A lot of liability there.
So if our listeners have a bath, so you just said texting is basically no one's answering their phone anymore. Do a lot of your prospective clients, and we talked about with Frank on the last show, was 60 to 70%, I didn't know this, Jeremy, 60-70% of their clients are not their clients but the family members of their clients, which blew me away. I had no idea. Are those family members sending you pictures of their loved ones bathrooms or kitchens or whatever surfaces that are slippery so you could evaluate?
Yeah, of course. We're always willing to leverage that technology to help the information process, to help understand what's going on. But ultimately, when it comes down to the service and making that estimate, we want to go visit, inspect, and offer the best solution.
Yeah, it's not just boilerplate.
You're right.
You would've, yeah, because it's custom.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And this Aqua Grip mat, I mean, really, these guys can make any shape, size. I mean, we've talked about it before here, but think of this mat is similar. It's a closed cell foam. It is like what you would see on a nice boat. on the steps, on the boat deck.
I'm not allowed on these things. So, yeah, I did.
Jeremy proof type of surface here.
But if you can imagine that. Inside the shower?
Inside the shower. Although it could be applicable outside, of course, but inside is where the most water is and where the highest chance of slip and fall is. So we'll focus on that area first.
All right. And if somebody, like sometimes when you're wet and you get out of the shower and the first step that you could put down, you could be like on a sheet of ice. If you had to, you could also put one on the outside.
You sure could. Yeah, right. You sure could.
Any financing opportunities before we hit the break?
You know, we absolutely have financing opportunities, and in these bathroom safety circumstances, they're pretty much low enough where folks are going to use a credit card or cash, but absolutely we have some partners that we can reach out to.
Phone number?
Is 630-832-2250 and online at miraclemethod.com/WGN.
Do you have pictures of all your products that you just mentioned?
We do, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff out there. Yes. And Google, a lot of Google images. People upload them. We upload them, but our customers do when they leave reviews and such. So
website one more time.
MiracleMethod.com/WGN.
And your facility is located where in Addison?
629 North Villa North Addison North in Villa Park. You messed me up there a little bit. That's okay, but we'll find it. We're right on the right south of the intersection of North Avenue and Addison Road.
Right. Okay, sorry. It's on Addison Road.
It's perfect.
Yeah, right down the street.
Well, no one needs to go there. He goes to you. It's the opposite. You're
but
not
it is
going
a good
there.
Place to visit, though. And it's really good to see that the refinishing things that we do so you understand what and how we execute those projects.
All right. I digress.
Down the street around the corner from my brother's doggy daycare.
Oh, yeah.
Place. There you go.
I figured you were going to pick a food place.
Who I finally met after. You know, we have some members of my team that they do take their pets to your brother. And then I met him over the summer.
And that was probably the highlight of your year so far.
It was very fun.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Can I go to break?
Let's go to break.
All right. We're going to throw it over to the news department here. 312-981-7200. Rob is ready for it. 312-981-7200. We're just going to take a break. Rob, you could go back to sleep. I'm rolling here today. All right. We'll be right back.
Let's review.
So for everybody, there's a beautiful cake out there for Bob Murdoch.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah, Bob Murdoch, dude, keeps the plate spinning and the balls on fire and keeps everything plugged in here.
Now you're just making up words.
It was Bob.
It's Bill Murdoch.
Is it a Fergie?
All right, Bill Ferguson, Bob Ferguson.
Oh, it's Fergie. It's Fergie. Just call him Fergie.
Listen, stop getting specific. He's been here for 35 years. Let's get back to the cake.
Okay, got it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro. Call, text, and photo line. Gary Armstrong next door in window. You look outside. You guys aren't throwing. You know. You guys aren't hanging off of houses in days like this, are you?
No, not on days like this. But we do install all winter long. There's certain techniques you can do for cold weather installs. But really, what I'd like to talk about or mention right now is how many people are sitting in their homes right now wishing they had done that home improvement project. As you're sitting here, you're probably sitting in your kitchen or your family room wrapped in a blanket because the window's still drafty, the door's still drafty, right? I mean, that's what we see. That's the calls that we're going to get right now. And then people are going to say, oh, can I have it done before winter? Well, no, winter has started, okay? Right. But you know, it is time to never be cold in your home again.
Or that window that now has frost building up
Correct.
On the inside.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's happening right now. There's no doubt about it. People are sitting there. And then there's also the other side, the people that have bought and are thankful that they're sitting in their home and they're not wrapped in a blanket because of the doors and windows are not drafty anymore.
Okay, so so let's just say December 1st.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sitting in my living room right now. I look at my kitchen window that's been drafty and ice frozen on ice. I got moisture coming in. All the things that we all know in Chicago. Okay, yeah. And it's going to get worse because we're going into the heart of it right now. But it is what it is, right? I mean, we've lived through these year after year after year. Some are strong, more severe than others. Whatever, we'll get through it, right? Put on another layer. Okay, you're sitting there going, having your coffee in your three layers in your house. Freezing your tchotchkes off, and you want to put an end to this nonsense. If they pick up the phone and call what number right now?
844-600-NEXT.
Okay, they call 844-600-NEXT. Somebody picks up the phone, places an order.
Correct.
Okay, are we talking January? Are we looking at Valentine's Day? What are we? Where are we at right now in terms of if they pick up the phone right now? Realistically, with the order time and the lead time, and yes, you can't put it in a schmutzy day like this, Correct. But if we get a clear, gray, cloudy day, right, we're not going to see the... Mm-hmm. We got the over-under seeing the sun until April is about 5, okay? Right. So if we get one of those clear, gray, steel gray days with the wind, it's just cold. that you guys come up, what are we talking about? How many, what are we looking at? Give them a realistic.
Sure. The whole order processing time from the time you place the order to completion is usually about 10 to 14 weeks.
Okay. So Valentine's Day,
that's correct. So that's why in my opening statement I had mentioned about the free financing options and the no money down. Nobody wants to spend money on windows and doors right now. It's the holiday season. That's the last thing on their mind, but it should be forefront. And yep. Now you can go out and get it done without putting any money down. And the programs don't start until we complete the jobs. Okay, so this is next year's home improvement project at this year's cost, because it will cost more next year.
I just want to...
Yeah, hands down.
Hands down. It's gonna cost, and for the same services, the same products.
Everything is...
Yep. I just want to throw it out there for all you young sales professionals out there. That technique is called visualization.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to make the listener visualize what they're going to be getting in the future. David Haas, they teach that at Northern Illinois sales classes right now. I learned it in a sales book. So what you did right now, that's a master class in salesmanship. There, you visualize sitting in your
yes.
home, freezing your rear end off. A-plus effort there.
I was going to say just grab more blankets.
Right. But, you can do that.
Sure, save money, grab blankets, right? Blankets you have. Well, but I do like the no money down, especially because everyone else, I mean, I know me, I got a house full of kids, right? The last thing we want to do is spend money on anything else except for like our Christmas stuff, right?
Correct.
Just what's in our budget.
It's that time of the season. Yep. So.
And if you qualify, something about 18%, the same as cash, or is that not?
There's a number of options. The most popular one is 1 year, same as cash, with no interest.
Okay,
so you get 1 year from completion date to pay off the balance, interest free.
Right.
There's also a way to do it over 24 months, making minimal monthly payments, and then we have longer term options that for the larger
depending
projects.
On flex, correct, right?
Correct.
Yeah. What's your budget?
There's a PhD course right here. I'm going to take it up a notch.
Okay, I can't wait.
What's your comfort worth?
Oof.
Well, there you go. Oof. I like that line. What's your comfort worth?
Priceless.
And it's 1 day of install, and everything after that's wonderful.
Don't
forget that. You're done. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Don't let next winter come again, and you still haven't done the projects. Right?
Well, be careful, because when I did my home 30 years ago, it was 18 windows, and I had guys hanging off my house. I could tell you exactly. It was April 25th. My daughter was born. Okay, the day my daughter was born, we had guys coming to put the windows in.
Nice. Okay, that's good timing.
My perfect timing.
Sure.
So this was back in like 25. It was before I had a radio show. So we had guys hanging off, and it was a 2 day job because we had 18 windows on a 40-year-old house back then.
There you go.
And
sure.
Taught me, and Roy taught me things shift. And that square window might not be square anymore because your house has a tendency to move. During its lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And everything's not flush.
Nothing square and plumb.
Nothing square and
it's
plumb.
It's not built that way.
Nope.
So if our listeners want more information about the different types of styles, are all the styles on the website?
We have all the styles on the website. It's nextdoorandwindow.com. There's also reviews there and completed projects that you can see. Like people have sent us photos also, and our installers will take photos. So it's nextdoorandwindow.com.
How important are those reviews for your business?
It means everything. And the owner of the company is all over it all the time. He makes sure that the customers are satisfied. 100%. That's his goal. Every department knows it.
Gentleman by the name of Justin Bartley. He's so doggone busy now, Jeremy. He used to come in here to do
the show. He did, yeah.
Now he's just...
He's probably installing them.
He's installing them.
He used to.
I know. Yeah.
He's like, I need my guys out there.
We need more.
I need more of me on the street. Yeah. All right, phone number one more time before we hit the break.
844-600 next.
All right, so 773 texted in at 1024. You're not important enough to come after. Again, stick to something other than politics. We don't care what you think. We're intelligent enough to make our own decisions, and I vote. And you surround yourself with sycophants, convenient. Okay, and then right after that, literally 2 minutes later, I will vote this coming spring, especially after my taxes went up 61% from $4,200 to $6,800, and the value of property decreased maybe 35%.
Wow.
People can't afford this. So there's North Pole, South Pole. That's why Baskin-Robbins is 31 flavors. Some people like nuts in their ice cream, like maybe 7.3, because they enjoy that crunchy nut taste in their mouth, and others don't. So there you go. Thanks for listening, everybody. Man of the people. We got Dan McCarty from Redo Windows coming. And I'm doing it with a smile. 312-981-7.
Redo cabinets, but we got it.
What I say?
It's all good.
All right. Redo cabinets. 312-981-720. And thank your mom for listening yesterday.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. She said you were phenomenal.
Well, we appreciate it. Tell her the check's in the mail. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Swim Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We had a couple of texters texting in. Where in Chicago are the plows? We haven't seen one. Well, they're down here. They plowed Ohio, which was in Michigan.
It was very nice of them. It was
very smooth for my ride in.
Probably just for you.
Yeah. I made a call, said I'll be down there around 8. Yeah. Can we clean it up? And boom, they got it taken care of. Shout out to Bloomington. Actually, Steve Payment, congratulations, town of Bloomington. Great job of plowing and salting. Thank you very much. Appreciated from a resident of Bloomingdale. And one more texter, PSA, turn on your headlights out there. If you have your lights on auto turn, turn them on. The lights manually goes 9 out of 10 times, specifically during the winter. It helps cut down on accidents because it makes others know where you're at. All right, so thank you to our listeners for that. And thank you to the men and women in those big trucks with the blades on them, and make way for them because they will take the side of your car.
yeah, they're not messing around.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
They move things. Yeah, whatever's in their way.
Keep those mirrors on the side of your car.
They're about 20 tons fully loaded. I'd get the hell out of them. And they got a big blade in front of there.
Sure.
Yeah. Word PSA for me, get the hell out of the way. 312-981-7200. Dan McCarty, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, happy to be here. Just wanted to, answer any frequently asked questions that we get about cabinet refacing. Kind of what is it? How do we get it set up? And how do we take care of you?
Do you paint cabinets?
We do not. So what we do is we will wrap your boxes, right? So again, we work with
what
you
is
have
a box?
On the wall.
What is a box? Break it down.
The boxes, so imagine your cabinets on the wall where you put all the plates and the dishes and everything that's on the wall, that's the box.
Okay.
So that's going to get a wrap, wood-based veneer. We're going to cement it to the exterior of that box. It's going to be guaranteed never to peel, crack, or fade.
Do they come off the wall or do you keep them on the wall when you do all this work?
We keep them on the wall. So if you've got, countertops, backsplash, you've already done some work on the cabinets and you're just looking for that final step, we're able to do what we do without affecting anything that you've already done. So we keep them where they are. We don't pull anything off the wall. We don't rearrange your kitchen.
I was going to ask, do you ask your customers to empty their cabinets?
So for our design consultations, just to kind of get to know you and learn what you're looking for,
I'm saying during
you
don't the job.
During the job, we will ask you to empty the cabinets.
Kind of makes sense.
There's going to be dust in the air. We do our best. We clean up after ourselves as we go. But emptying the cabinets is going to really prevent.
It's going to be
a
big deal.
Yeah, you're not going to have to wash everything afterwards.
Plus, they could declutter then. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? Like, I opened up the back of this cabinet 20 years ago. I don't even know what's in there.
It's a great opportunity to reassess what you got in there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, hey, okay. but if you think about it, if they're popping the doors off and they're taking
That's it, though.
Well, no.
The hinges.
No, if they're taking the hinges off and replacing the doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So brand new doors, brand new hinges.
And you're changing the color from like natural stained wood to a white.
No, come on. Say something fun.
I'm trying to.
Say purple. Purple. Come on. Yeah, live a little.
So they're going to take the veneer off or sand it down. You're going to have all that sand all over your stuff that's in the
I don't think
cabin.
They do that.
Yeah, so
you sand it?
Yeah, so if you've got a veneer,
if you came to breakfast,
this is a breakfast.
We went over this already.
All right, come on,
it was breakfast.
If you've got your cabinets, a lot of times people have refacing that was done in the 90s. Now it's time to redo that.
Sure.
So we'll pull off if you have a wrap already on there, a veneer on there, and if not, and it is those maple oak cabinets that you got, we do sand it down because that's going to make it a lot easier for our veneer to attach to it.
You etch it. Right?
Yeah, it's a sanding down. Yeah,
it is. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. You're right. Okay, so that is dusty.
Hold on, Mr. GC. What happens when you sand things down?
It gets dusty.
Okay.
It really does. Every time. Go figure.
Back to you, Dan.
So we'd replace doors, drawer fronts, hardware. We could also add accessories if you wanted to, heavy duty mixer lifters, lazy Susans, trash caddies, anything to, again, optimize your space.
Gary? Oh,
that's cool.
What kind of warranty do you give on that work?
We have a transferable lifetime warranty. So that's going to be for 25 years for the life of the cabinets. And if you were to sell the home, then a nice thing is that warranty is going to go to that new homeowner as well.
Right.
So if anything comes down, we'll take care of that.
We're going to use Gary's visualization sales technique here. You're sitting in your kitchen, okay, and you're looking at it. You're like, I want to change. Your tired cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my sister-in-law's house, my brother's house, whatever. They just had redo cabinets come in and looks fabulous
beautiful,
for the holidays.
Beautiful kitchen.
And I want something done like that in my house because my house looks a little schmutzy, 20 years old, and theirs was the same house. Now it looks brand new. I want something like them. We're here December 1st for all intents and purposes. What's your lead time? Are we talking Valentine's Day? Are we talking St. Patrick's Day, which is 108 days away, which is the election day for county board president and assessor? Or, you know, what are we looking?
So if you were to call us today at 630-381-5583, then we could get somebody over there to give you that free design consultation. That's, again, where you're going to design the cabinets. You're going to pick your style of the doors, the colors, the handles, all the little details. Make sure that you're 100% happy with the final look.
How much time should our listeners give for that in-house consultation?
So we do want to make sure that you got plenty of time to get your questions answered. We see a lot of times people have more questions than generally anticipated. And make sure that you're happy with the design. We ask that you set aside at least 90 minutes for our design consultation.
And the difference between you and what Dave Haas does, who's expertly taking a picture of himself on the air right now.
No one can see that.
He's got a real nice smile.
He's humble. He's got great teeth.
He does have great teeth.
If you look at his hair and you look at Carm's hair, his is a lot darker and he's having a fantastic day. Carm is a lot more gray.
Well, sure. Carm's older.
He's a lot older.
I didn't say a lot. He's just older.
I said it. So the difference between your two processes, you paint, he pops the
refaces.
Mm-hmm. So I want to go a little deeper maybe in the next segment because we're at the quarter hour. Mm-hmm. Do you have any financing options for our listeners?
We do have financing. Currently, we have a 50% off installation, zero down, zero interest for 12 months.
So it's almost free.
Yeah.
50% off, zero down, zero interest. I mean, that's awesome.
So it's from when the Valentine's Day, the clock starts when the job's done.
Yeah, to answer that question about our lead time. So we do have about a 6 to 8 week manufacturing window.
Okay.
So, you know, you decide you want to move forward, we
mid-January.
Send it over. Manufacture all made in America, everything. And then when we are ready to install the actual installation, depending on the size of your kitchen, it's about 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
And so we have our crew, it's dedicated to you. They're not going on some other job halfway through the day, so we're going to get your kitchen done, get it turned around, and you're going to be able to still have dinner in your kitchen at the end of the day, even during the installation.
And to tear out and replace, Jeremy, and do all that with you at the complete gut rehab?
It's not fun at all. We try to make it fun. Our goal is 3 weeks.
Okay, more than 3 to 5 days.
Yeah, yeah. If we kind of have a golden rule that 5 weeks is too long in anyone's home. So regardless of the size of the project, 5 weeks, let's get out of there.
For our listeners who want to reach you guys, best phone number and website.
It's going to be 630-381-5583. And then the website is redocabinets.com. That's R-E-D-O cabinets.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Jeremy Hogle of MegaPros talking about all the projects that he wants you to be aware of during the winter that the fine team at MegaPros can handle for you and your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. Coming up next, 312-981-7200, the MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is home from Chicago at 720 WGM.
Let's review.
You know, if you had to bring in food instead of make your own meals,
where are you going?
Take the family out because you don't have a functional kitchen. You want me to flowchart this for you?
David, lay on the plane.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I'm flying the plane. I don't know what airspace you're in.
I'm co-pilot.
Picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
My gosh.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Great Sarah Leonard right there.
Oh, absolutely. Land the plane, Dave.
Land the plane.
Land the plane. You're not a pilot. You're a mortgage guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Some will contest.
So you did mention, so GC, right? So this is kind of fun because we'll paint, repair, reface, or replace your cabinets, right?
You'll
like, hey,
all.
Well, we do say that one mega call does it all, right? So that is true. We do. So I did want our listeners just to think about a couple things during this holiday season, right?
Visualization sales.
One thing, because there's going to be snow. Look at your roof after it snows, right? Mm. Not like right away, but tomorrow, the next day, watch the snow either melting or not melting on your roof. Look at your neighbor's roofs. Watch the snow melting or not melting. Obviously, the sun exposure is going to play a factor, but if your roof is the only roof that all the snow is melted on, that's a clear indication that you need insulation, right? So you're going to pick up that phone and you're going to call either us or you're going to call PermaSeal. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's going straight to PermaSeal anyway, but you can call us first. That's fine. And they'll give you a quote for insulation, right? Windows, you mentioned the windows. Hey, if you get frost on your windows, one of the things we recommend to customers is lifting your shades up. Do you guys ever talk?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You have to, yes.
So lift your shades up or blinds or shades or whatever just a little bit from your window line because otherwise you're trapping all that moisture in and you could trash your windows.
That's exactly what happens.
Yeah. So look for that.
To let the air flow?
to let the air flow, right?
Okay.
So look at that. It could be drafty windows. It could be your humidifier that's not regulated, right? Or it could just be that one little factor that you're just trapping in all that moisture. Hardwood floors, if it starts to get static, your hands, your skin's dry, everything else, that means your house is dry. So look at your humidifier. If you do not have a whole house humidifier, you could buy some. They have them at the store. I highly recommend it. It's not just for your health. Lindeman. It's also for the health of your home.
Lindeman installs it.
Lindeman installs it. You're right. So you could call Lindeman. And then the last one.
Well, hang on. You want to keep it at about 35 to 37% humidity on the inside of your house?
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's complicated because as it gets colder, it changes. Because
your heat goes on and it dries out your house.
Yeah. So just, and at a certain temperature, it doesn't matter. Okay, regardless. Yeah. So
just ballpark number.
Let's just say 30 to 40%.
Okay.
And if you start seeing condensation on things that shouldn't have condensation, just turn it down.
Turn it down.
Right? It's real simple. If you start to feel static, just turn it up. Right. Right? If you have a smart system, it's going to do it all for you anyway. If you don't, then someone will take care of it for you. And then last is fireplace. If you have not turned on your fireplace, do not turn it on until you have it inspected. So again, that would be Lindeman. They come out, they will inspect it. I don't know their price right now, but I'm sure it's very affordable.
It used to be $199. I don't know what it is right now.
Let's call it two.
But they'll also teach you how to open the flue.
Oh, important.
Yes, they will. Some people just moved into their house, right?
That's like, why
they haven't even been there a whole season yet.
Or some of our listeners haven't used their fireplace in a couple, 3 years because we haven't really had that harsh of a winter.
That's true.
And, you know, you don't realize you have to open up that flue. You don't even know where the flue is. And
or that chimneys have them, or.
This
or,
is another PSA moment.
100%.
Yes.
Check if my wonderful wife is listening right now. The flue open.
Flue's open. Check. Right?
We've gone over this.
Here's the thing.
Couple times.
Flue open. Check. That's one thing, but the other thing is that, and we had a house fire from birds from our fireplace because they made a nest. We didn't know. We didn't look, right? Like, again, we bought our house, turn on the fireplace, right? Yep.
What is a flue for our listeners that don't understand what I just said?
It's just like a little flap, like a damper flap on your chimney.
On your chimney.
Again, all houses and chimneys are built differently, but yes, it would be inside your chimney. There's sometimes a lever that's inside. Sometimes it's on the side. Sometimes it's on the floor. It's in different places.
And this is important as well. Your fireplace is not a garbage disposal.
Yeah, never, ever burn anything besides a hard wood in your fireplace.
Right. Pizza boxes, not advised.
Wrapping paper, the worst idea. It could crack your entire chimney, flue, everything. It could ruin everything.
So you just want dried out hard wood.
Yep, that's it. That's has to be dry.
But please call Lindeman. I mean, it's like you said, you send everybody over there. Then you're
every single one of our listeners. Yeah, we don't do it. We send them right there, right? So again, being what we do, we do many things very, very well. But then some experts do it. All refinishing is done by miracle method, right? Because we know, hey, if you want it done right, you're going to call them.
Right.
Period. So those are just some cool. We talked funny. Disconnecting hoses. Okay.
Hello.
So. Yep. I, of course, huge advocate of doing this.
You just did.
I'm doing Thanksgiving. I'm doing Thanksgiving. I got my grills on the outside. I got my charcoal grill. I got my propane grill. I'm setting everything up and everything. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to just move this hose over here. Like, it was just laying on the ground. It was connected. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, unbelievable. Yeah. I have three spigots. So the other two were disconnected, but that one was not. So I did disconnect it. So if your hose is still connected to your spigot, please disconnect it.
Do you also turn off the water? Do you have a shutoff near?
I do on the inside because I got all mine replaced by Center Guard. So I do shut that line off only because I have that.
I had a hose wrapped up by my garbage cans for the past 120 days.
Okay. Yeah.
And I went out and bought one of those round things to put the hose around 90 days ago.
Okay.
I moved them both separately into my garage last night.
You had a good plan, it sounds like. You were really set up.
I went to True Value. I got the thing. I'm like,
I can't wait to use this.
It's been 4 months. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to see the hose.
I'm surprised you didn't wrap it while you're putting it away. So then next year, it would be together.
Project for today.
No, he's going to snow blow today.
No, I'm going to go home.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to I'm gonna screw the thing in, the hose, that thing, that green
screw
thing.
The
I'm
thing
screw
in.
The thing in.
Yes.
I'm gonna have one of my kids wrap it up while I blow.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna come in and unwrap it because they're gonna screw it up and it's gonna get looped over someplace.
Brilliant.
It's gonna get looped over the handle like they
always do. Why not
do
double work?
Because I want to see.
That's fun.
I want to see if things have changed in the past year.
Yep.
312-981-7200. If our listeners want more information, and you're doing inside work all winter.
Yeah, so we work. I mean, obviously, we'll do all work year round, no matter what. There's certain things like windows and things like that we really don't want to do because there's cold temperatures, certain temperatures that you don't want to do that in. We'll make some emergency repairs if needed. However, yeah, we are available 24/7, 365.
You've also mentioned in the past, and your dad has mentioned it as well, that at this time of year is the best time for the snowbirds that go away to get the work done while they're gone. And
well,
you do updated calls.
Unfortunately, planning for that would have had to happen hot minute ago. We are telling, Gary, just to your point, we're telling all our customers, hey, prices are going up next year. We have no idea what they look like. If you have a contract or if you have a project in mind, do it now. Price it now. Lock it in now. We could order materials. We have a warehouse facility that will store all your materials for you at this cost because we're already getting stuff from our suppliers saying 15, 20% increases. Jeez. And it's just going to be another crazy year like that. And we don't want our customers to eat that cost. So reach out to us now. We'll sign everything. We'll get it all ordered, set up.
If I could go back to the humidity for a second, it'll be my little PSA. I know our service department out there really wants me to say this. If you have changed your doors and windows this year or recently, you do not need to turn up your humidifier.
Yeah, okay? Your air will stay in your house.
Correct. Your air will stay in your house. The cold, cold, drafty air is not blowing in, and we don't have to take the calls. Why is there condensation on my windows? It's because your humidity is too high.
Yeah, we're not saying that condensation on your window is technically a bad thing. It's just watch it, right? So watch the blinds.
And we're creating it. Right?
Yeah.
It's the humidity we put in the air.
Correct.
All right. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to.
Just I have hit the button.
Just the button.
I have it right here. Hold on.
Hit the button.
847-658-8989.
Or they go to this website, Jeremy, in case you didn't know
they
it.
They could.
Megapros.com.
All right. A couple of text messages before the break here. You guys are a little off topic. You talked about it a couple of weeks ago for the lack of trade people. This is from 847. I was an IBEW Local 150 electrician for many years. When I mentioned that to my younger friends, why do you get into the electrical union or any other union for that matter? Why don't you get into it?
We could say trade, too. We don't have to say union. I mean,
You could say
union,
trade.
Too, but just trades in general.
Well, this is a 150 guy, so don't
He's a union guy.
Don't upset.
That's okay. I'm not upsetting.
I don't
I'm
need
just
the 150 guys coming down my throat, okay?
I gotcha.
So let's just say the 150 guys.
Yes,
very,
sir.
Very nice people at 150.
Of course they are.
We love the 150.
Yes, we do.
Also heavy equipment operators.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't want to upset those
guys.
I work with them in the scrap business. Very big men.
Yep.
312-981-7200. They said, I don't know anything about electricity, and my reply was... you don't have to. They will teach you. I have convinced five of my younger friends who are now fourth-year journeymen.
That's awesome.
So we were talking about you don't have to go to college and load on hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of debt.
Literally hundreds of thousands.
When you have the trades and every company in here willing to hire you.
Train you, hire you, set you up.
Pay you while you're getting trained.
You'll learn a skill, which will cost less later in life.
Yeah, when this is what excites me about AI. The chance for the pendulum to swing back here.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
some folks not getting replaced.
Robots are not going to be doing what we're doing for a hot minute.
Not a long time.
Union and non-union, the trades are a place to be if you are looking to start immediately. Get in, start getting paid, learn a skill, learn a career, not be burdened with a ton of debt. And when your friends that are graduating college with $200,000 worth of debt, you're up making close to six figures, if not more, with no debt, great insurance, great benefits. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, that's
thank
a very
you,
good
150
point.
I'll throw a PSAs.
This
public
is great.
This is a great show.
We got to take a quick break, bottom of the hour. We're late, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Mega Bros. Call it takes the phone line. This is Home Sweet Chicago and 720 WGIP.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a Mega Pros call. Take some photo line. We got a caller on line one, guys. I just want to go through, compare and contrast what you do, Dave, and Dan does. So, because you do something, you both fix kitchens.
Right.
A lot less expensive than Jeremy does. And compare and contrast your two processes.
Well, I can lead off and share with the refinishing process with a more traditional sort of paint. It's equally as rewarding, I think, and the process is very similar. We're still taking off the doors and drawer faces and sanding them, deglossing them, et cetera, to put a fresh look to it and then reinstall it perhaps with new hinges depending on the individual situations.
But it's the same doors.
Doors. And then, you know, ultimately what we talk about a lot is getting out to the home and talking with the customers. Getting a look at the cabinets. I mean, there are some cabinets that and doors that we will suggest you should not paint these, and so we have those conversations with folks too.
Got it. And your process compared to Dave's?
Yeah, so it's like a middle ground between the two. So it's a bit little more than just painting them. It is going to be brand new doors. So with that, you're able to choose a whole new style and really kind of change up the whole look of the kitchen. And then, again, brand new, so we then install those. We get rid of the old ones. And then, like I said, instead of painting the boxes or anything, we will wrap them. So that wood-based veneer, it's V32. It's about as thick as a dime. And it is really high-quality material that's going to go on there and just really change the whole look of the kitchen.
And in
make it pretty.
Yeah, you just take a sledgehammer.
I mean, again, we'll do all the things that you guys do too. Mm-hmm. So it really depends on what you want. Our approach is always going to be, hey, what's going to work best for our customer, right? How extreme are they looking to get? Like, hey, this cabinet's a dead corner. This, I've never had a pantry cabinet. Like, can we modify your current kitchen to update it and not have to redo the whole thing? Because they're... You guys know different price points at all, right?
Like, time, style, and budget.
Do want to say too?
Style and budget.
We are able to add new cabinets if you wanted a little extra space. If you had the space for an island, you wanted us to build you one, we can do that for you.
Nice.
But I'd say 99% of the work's going to be with what you have, where it's at with your current footprint.
I think our problem, and Dave attests to this. So painting cabinets, like if you got kids, you beat them up, like. Yeah. How long does your finish last on painted cap? Because it's not really a paint. It's even more aggressive than that.
Waterborne lacquer is what we're using. And I think, you know, you're going to experience a minimum 10, 15 years of, you know.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's not an issue. Wear and tear, it matters. And that's, again, why you want to do an inspection and pay attention to things like the dishwasher and oven and just your use. And sometimes people just need to clean a little bit, too, and that's okay.
Yeah, we're not going to tell them that. Though.
No, but I mean from a refresh standpoint, you know, when you are taking – if you are going to – a little light cleaning more often will make everything in your home last longer.
That is a PSA. Thank you.
Full of information today.
A little light cleaning. It's like Mary Poppins almost, right?
I think that in the refinishing world, and I'll just turn the direction back to the bathroom and the bathtubs and showers of the world, and what we see time and time again is that if things get a little bit dirty or you get a little mold mildew in those corners and you leave it, that's when that aggressive comet
and
age at people, you know, really attack things and then will potentially chip, scratch, ruin, and then you really need to do something about it. So I think kind of keeping an eye on things makes it all last longer.
What was time, something, budget? What was the third
style.
One?
Style.
Time,
style, and budget. Yeah. I really like that.
So how does that relate to windows, right? Because you could have somebody in a circa 1965 first generation home, right? Yes. It's been there 60 years. You've been in and out of these homes, thousands of them, and your team, tens of thousands of them. How do you have that conversation where those windows need to go? They're the originals, okay? And it's got to go. 60 years, there's no window that was built to last 60 years, all right?
The technology, some would argue, but yeah.
Well, some would argue, okay. I know, but just wear and tear and technology
new windows today are completely different than they were 60 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how do you have that conversation? Like, you've got two windows in the front of the house where a bay window would look really cool because back in the days in the 60s, those bay windows really weren't what they are today. How do you have those conversations?
Well, I mean, you just start them and you just start talking to the customer about options. It's always about options, okay? People go from double hungs to casements to sliders, you know, all the time. If you have a big enough opening, you're going to put a bigger window in and make the room look bigger. I mean, that's the real goal there is to add you know, I guess not living space, but perceived living space. Right, because that's what happens. You put
it's an
a better
optical illusion.
Correct.
Yep.
Also, when you talk about, you know, style,
Doors and windows are the only product in the home that actually design both sides of the home at the same time. So you have to have both conversations because it's not always a white window or a black window. It could be a black exterior with a stained interior, right? You have to have all those conversations with the customer in order to achieve the end goal of their satisfaction.
Hmm. And what's your experience, both of yours experience been with talking to borrowers?
We talk to customers, or listeners.
Talking to listeners.
Depends on how many windows you have, you could be a borrower.
all right. Dealing
with, we got it.
Shots fired. Sure. Okay. So, you know, what's that conversation like with listeners? Are they like, oh, I didn't even think about the inside on yes. a 60-year-old house, like, oh my god, and now I think
that's all products. I think one of the coolest things, and I could attest just for the cool companies that are here, is it's education, right? You could go on the internet and just find something, and you know, the internet lies, right? Just like chat lies, right? Like, we should know this by now. And they don't know. And then someone told them one thing and they think that's it, right? Which is just not true.
That's not true, correct.
Most of our visits are educational, you know? Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, we're sorry it's this much money. However, look at all this knowledge that you have in order to make an educated decision.
Correct.
That's really what we want our listeners to feel and have and hear, is make an educated decision. Yeah. Get 3 estimates. Get 5 estimates. The more estimates you get, the more confusing and the bigger the spread, but nevertheless, it's a good idea.
Well, it is the best approach. That's the way we do it at Next Door and Window. It's an educational approach. We walk in, we bring samples in, we talk about the more modern energy glass, which is the real reason to change your windows, is to get to that glass and make sure the customer is informed on every step of installation process, product process, why you'd want to use an Infinity fiberglass over a vinyl, that type of process.
All right, we've got Bob from Chicago that wants to ask questions about property taxes and HELOCs after the break, because I want to just clean up some of these text messages that came in. The singer that was on the show yesterday that I hosted for Bob, I filled in for Bob. It was John Vincent is his name, was his name, still is his name. You go to John Vincent Live on Instagram is where he's at. You could Google John Vincent. He's a big guy with a beard with a great voice. You could find him there. And if not, I'll connect you with John via his cell phone, 847, if you need that. Also, the 847 chimed in, and if you work 20 years on average, you will have $1.5 million in your 401k. That was our IBEW guy, I believe.
I like that.
Ground stop at O'Hare. I don't know anything about that. Maybe Robinville.
Some of an inch.
Right, snow. 3 inches of snow, and we could answer more of these after the break. 312-981-7200 after we come back and talk with Bob from Chicago about a HELOC and his tax bills. 312-981-7200. That's the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago on a snowy day here in November and WGN.
Let's review.
My wife likes to buy kiddie pools, load them up with food to feed every single animal.
You know, you can tell the female and the male duck because the female takes charge.
Because the male follows the female around.
Yeah, well, the female comes over and eats, and then the sluggish male brings up the rear and just lays down.
Are you describing David or a duck? I'm just trying to figure out.
David, you're such a schmuck.
What are we really talking about?
Hold on. People in Oklahoma are going, what's a schmuck?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We've been getting the chewy boxes of the bird feed and the squirrel feed, which are...
I thought that stopped.
No, it stopped in the spring. Okay. I got tree rats. I got a squirrel with a half-eaten tail.
Okay.
I got a squirrel with the left ear bit off.
So it's a sanctuary at this point. You could look for deductions. I'm sure there's a tax deduction for what you're doing.
I want to bring Dykstra out with the shotgun. And then I've got a squirrel with his left ear gone, a right ear gone, and then one was has got like a chunk taken out of its side.
She's making these
squirrels.
They're so fat they can't get in the trees.
They can't even climb up the trees anymore.
They can't do anything. I love that. I think it's great.
She's giving them almonds now. I don't even think almonds, they could digest almonds.
Wow.
You can't talk to her.
Okay.
You can talk to her. She won't talk to me about it.
I know. You're right. I do talk to her.
I got the renewable thing every month. I got like an 80-pound box of bird and tree rat. That's what I call those squirrels. They're tree rats.
I had one fall out of the tree yesterday walking.
Walking my dog.
With my daughter.
Are you?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it a
plop,
tree branch?
Just a plop. My daughter goes, that squirrel's really close to us.
Yeah, you're probably within a half a mile of my house.
Did it plop and smush or just
plop?
No,
it plopped and looked at us and boom. It was gone. It was
probably wearing a cardigan, property of the Hochbergs. 312-981-7200.
Took an Uber out to my house with his cardigan on.
Is that good? You're a stand-up comedian. Was that good stuff?
That was fun.
That was good? We did all right?
Property of the Hochbergs. Okay. Yeah, that could be your... Your merch.
That is my merch for the squirrels. All right, Bob in Chicago, how can we help you, buddy?
Yeah, about 3.5 years ago, you guys did a refi on my house on the balance of my mortgage at 3.5%. I just got my property tax bill, and it had one amount on there. I'm just going to call it $2,310.
Yeah.
And I got a notice from the servicer from my mortgage company that they paid it, but they paid it $1.10 short. Is that something that I need to contact anybody to notify or send a check to Maria Pappas for the difference? So I hear horror stories about tax sales of people that had a small amount due on their taxes, and then next thing you know, their properties are on a tax sale.
No, I wouldn't go that. I wouldn't lose any sleep over this, Bob. Number one, thanks for the biz, and I'm glad you got that ridiculously low rate during the COVID craziness that we had. I would call up your servicer, which is the company you make your mortgage payment to. There's an 800 number on the statement that you received. I would call them up, get a hold of the escrow department, wait on hold for 45 minutes, and then talk to them about your challenge and make sure that it gets fixed. And I'm sure they'll make the adjustment right away. And if they don't go into Chase, give them your PIN number and pay the $1.50. So if it's keeping you up at night, I would walk into a Chase bank, that, or you could go online and pay it for the buck and a half. I wouldn't be screwing around, but I would just call up your servicer, Bob, and ask them to make sure that they adjust it for the future, for the next tax bill that's coming out.
Just to be safe,
Yeah, that's
and
what
I had. I had a HELOC question, too, because at the time we refined with you, we opened up a HELOC. The house is currently valued at about $330,000 to $350,000,
okay,
and my balance on the mortgage is roughly $150,000. So I got kind of somewhere around $180,000 to $200,000 in equity.
Yep.
We opened up a HELOC for $26,000, and I was just curious if I needed to up that HELOC amount. Is that something that I can do?
You can, but you have to typically take out a new HELOC. How many years ago did you take out the HELOC when we refinanced you?
At the same time we refied. So it's about 3.5 years. I haven't touched it.
Okay.
It's just that I've got some projects coming up that I'm thinking I might need to tap into it.
Okay.
That might need a little extra money. I'm just curious.
So here's what I'm going to recommend that you do. Did you take it out with BMO or with somebody else?
It's with Old National.
Okay. Is there a prepayment penalty on that HELOC?
Not that I'm aware of. Well, I don't owe anything on it.
Bob, listen to the question. You have to call up Old National and ask them, is there any prepayment penalty on the HELOC that you took out? And if they say yes, ask them, have you surpassed the time period for the prepayment penalty? Because the play would be to leave Old National, no disrespect to Old National, and go with Caden County Teachers Credit Union, which is now Consumers, take out a HELOC if you qualify, for a good friend Barry out there that listens, up to 80% of the value of your home, which would be about $130,000, Bob. Okay?
Yeah.
Even though you don't need that much, you take it out. You know why you take it out for $130,000, Bob?
Because you can't.
That a boy. You listen to the show.
Good job, Bob.
Good answer. If you qualify, and if you only need to take out 30 or 50, you still have the extra money, 100 or 80,000 available, and it's better for your credit to take out more and use less. Okay? So, does all that make sense?
Yeah, so check with the mortgage or the HELOC company now to see if there's a prepayment penalty.
Right. And then
if there is, then leave it in place.
Hang on. If there is, find out when it expires. It's usually 3 years. So if you took it out 36 months ago, most likely it has been, it's run its course and you're over the prepayment period. Say that five times fast, all right? So you're over the prepayment period, and then you could close that down without any penalty. Okay, and I would ask old National what their rates are, because Kane County Teachers Credit Union, Consumers Credit Union, they've got, it's at prime, but prime minus two for the first 12 months, which is amazing. I just closed on mine Wednesday. Elise and I took out a HELOC with KCTCU, and we've got it lined up. We got prime minus two for the first 12 months. You need to have over 700 credit scores to get that, but I would see what Old National is quoting you, then give me a call, and I'll connect you with my team at KCTCU Consumers, and they'll see, and then you can compare and contrast and do what's best for you and your family.
Great, I appreciate it. Yeah, my credit is well over 800, so I'm not worried about that.
What about your income?
Well, actually, I'm retired.
Okay, do you have enough retirement income?
I've got enough to keep me fed.
All right, well then they'll take a look, and whatever you qualify for, take it out for the max. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Anything else we could help you with, Bob?
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Are you voting in 108 days in the county election, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. And we're voting for Alderman Riley and Mr. Hines, who's running against Fritz Kagi. Is that a good recommendation for you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I appreciate your support and all your friends out there. We need a change in Cook County, in my personal opinion. And I'm strongly supporting those two folks. Bob, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. We're going to take... Oh, we got some time.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you talk about the credit being $1.3 trillion, I think you said a little bit ago.
On credit card debt.
Yep. So is there a number that's equally as scary that factors in financing folks and all, you know, so there's mortgage debt, you're financing
loan
debt, and credit card debt.
What's the total loan debt?
Is there a number like that?
That's an excellent question that I could check during the break, but I will tell you that 40% of the homeowners in the United States own their homes free and clear.
Yes.
And I can tell you, I believe the 40% of the homeowners that own their home free and clear, most of them are above the age of 50 and 60 years old. So there is a smaller population of the homeowners that are younger that pay aggressively or have gotten inheritances from wherever and pay their mortgage off instead of running with the mortgage. I personally think that's a horrible idea. If you're getting a huge inheritance, paying off a mortgage, let's say $150,000 mortgage in the twos and the threes,
You think that's a bad idea?
I think it's a horrible idea.
Because you can make more money with your money.
With investment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you've shared that before.
Yes.
7%, 8% in the S&P 500 over the past 80 years, you're going to have dips up, dips down, but you know, you can make money on your money instead of paying off your mortgage and saving $1,000 a month. That's just me. Right? Mm-hmm. And you've got all that money in the bank that you could draw off of, or you didn't have that money in the bank before you were paying your mortgage pretty, you know, easily. Or if you had debt, maybe use some of it to pay off your debt. But to pay off a 2-3% mortgage when you could invest it, personally, it's not what I would do. Yeah. I'm not a financial planner.
I follow you, though.
You could do whatever you want with your money. It's not what Dave Ramsey would be like. Oh, can
we
go?
Let's, we know.
Pay off your mortgage.
Yeah, we know.
All right,
so I do love it when you do a Dave Ramsey.
I do a good Dave Ramsey. Yeah, you know, I should be debt free. You should buy used cars, and you shouldn't have a mortgage. You should be in a 15-year fixed mortgage. I respectfully disagree with Mr. Ramsey. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call. It takes some photo line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jensen. To the texter, 630, taxi delays at Denver and Flint, Michigan, according to Fox Weather. Okay, so everybody going to Denver and Flint, Michigan, in need of a taxi cab. You're probably going to be waiting a little bit. Don't have any idea why that was texting in WGN Radio. But hey, we're here to help. All right, we're going to start out with you, Dave. Dan, you told me something very interesting at breakfast that Gary made it, but the other two experts
can't.
It's all right. I'm over it.
Occupied.
I'm over it. Dan, you're off.
You?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we ask a lot of questions. We want to make sure that when we come out for our free design consultation that everybody's in the know, right? We want to make sure that you got 90 minutes set aside. We want to make sure that all homeowners, decision makers, spouses are at the appointment. And the reason is because, again, everybody's got a lot of questions. We want to make sure everybody's on the same page. We recently had a homeowner say, hey, it's just me. I live in the house on my own. Fantastic. goes through again. Hey, I live on my own. Not a problem. We send a designer out there. She loves the product, loves the project. She decides to make the purchase. Wonderful. We get a call about 2 days later. Says, hey, my husband is upset that I made this purchase without him. He left the house. He's not coming back until I cancel this project. So it's just a little like, okay, we want to make sure that everybody, we try our best to set that up in the front end. So that way everybody's in the know. We want to make sure that you know exactly what you're getting into when you talk to
us. See, I would have went one step further. I would be like, do you like your husband? Is everything going all right?
We do ask that.
This could be a way.
Well, do you like your spouse?
Because you know you got some great cabinets coming. Yeah,
this could be an opening to attract.
This might be a win-win.
Yeah, maybe he's a putz and you want to get rid of him. And you know,
what a great way.
Throw in a set of cabinets and he's out.
Listen, how
inexpensive a way to get rid of somebody.
Yep.
Perfect. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach you that are having marital challenges and want to get rid of their spouse with new cabinets.
It's going to be 630-381-5583.
Dave, you had one.
Yeah, this is an interesting project that we did, bathroom, floor, shower project, and the customer, there was a friendly disagreement, let's put it that way, and we get
with
to the
you
point,
and the client?
With the client, and I say, okay, look, I don't want to sell you something that you didn't want or you didn't expect, so I refunded them for the floor. Right. That we did. And a couple weeks passed, and I got out of the blue call, and you know what? We're really sorry, and we agree that I don't know if they used the word you were right, but to make up for the refund they had given him, he said, look, I got like a million Southwest Airlines points, and I'd like to send you and your wife to a weekend getaway. And I thought that was crazy cool. It was a neat story.
Right.
Did you do it?
I didn't do it. I didn't take it. But I did appreciate the offer, and we're still friends. We're still friends today. And their warranty is still good.
Did you say, hey, how about instead of the miles, why don't you send the money back that I sent you?
Yeah. It was water under the bridge, you know. Yeah. I think it was, but it was still a neat story and good people.
Gary, you got anything? Come up with anything?
Well, sure. I don't know how crazy it is, but I'd say it's more fun than crazy. I had a three-time past customer at the time, and she bought a new front door from us, and it's COVID. And everybody knows the supply chains went crazy during COVID. Well, it took us more than a year to get this door done. Needless to say, the customer was getting a little antsy, a little cranky, wanting money off, you know, that type of thing. And we didn't know what to do, so we scheduled the install. And the installers had put up a plastic zip wall on the inside.
Sure.
So she couldn't see the door at all. So I went out there to make sure she was going to be happy with everything, okay? And when I got there, I took her outside to show her the door. She literally started dancing with me in her front yard.
Nice. I like that.
That's how happy she was.
I like it.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a fun story. Not only about crazy, but fun.
It's good.
Yeah.
Dancing for doors.
Yep. Dancing for doors. You got anything?
I can't say it's that fun, but we recently had a job. A homeowner bought a flipped house, you know, so it looks great. Brand new everything, brand new windows, brand new roof, brand new everything. And they got this letter from their insurance company saying that they won't insure their roof, even though it's brand new, because it's damaged and it's missing granules. And it was like, hey, this doesn't...
It's a brand new roof.
Brand new roof, right? Like, this doesn't make any sense. So she wants to do all these interior projects, but she's like, hey, guys, I don't want you in my house if my homeowner's insurance isn't valid. I was like, totally makes sense. Let's inspect your roof. So we inspected it. We're like, hey, this is a brand new roof. It's missing granules. Like, there's a whole bunch of things. And we found out they used old shingles. So the flippers somehow, I don't know how. It's not like they tore them off another house and put them on this one. It was just like shingles that were laying around for 10 years, 15 years.
That degraded?
Getting all beat up and everything. Like, maybe discounted shingles. But yeah, brand new. Brand new.
So how'd the insurance company know that?
They sent out an inspector.
No way.
Yeah, right when she bought the house. They sent out an inspector, she just got a letter saying like, hey, this is Allstate, blah, 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 and we're not going to insure your roof.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. And we didn't believe it. Like, we were like, we're going to go to bat for you. This is crazy. We'll save you, I think it was like $40,000 for her roof. It's a big house. And no, turns out, hey, we have to do this roof and we're so sorry, but the only explanation we have is that the contractor used old shingles.
Wow.
Pretty wild. So
that's why you need to get a home inspector and get
well, and they had message. They had a home inspection, and the home inspector kind of pointed it out in the report, like, hey, I'd call a professional. Something doesn't seem right. Like, it just doesn't seem right, you know.
And the buyer and this lady
they really wanted the house.
Well, sure.
Yeah, she just she was like, I've been searching for a house for 2.5 years. I want to live here. She knew.
Okay.
And she's just like, you know, we're going to get this house.
And these flippers probably at the time.
They did some crazy stuff.
I'm sure if they, I was just going to say, if they did the roof,
if they did the roof wrong, they did a lot of odd things that were not okay. Correct. Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We had a caller chime in during the break that we're going to ask to call back. We'll call him back. I don't even know what his question is. 312-981-7200. I wanted to get that out there. I thought that would be pretty interesting to get your perspective of the goofy things that you guys see on a daily basis. That are
how about you? What's the goofiest, funniest thing?
I got something after the
break. Oh, okay. Got
a break. Ben's saying, going to break, going to break, going to break, going to break.
Going to break.
312-981-7200.
That's a good Benny voice.
That's a good Ben.
Yeah.
That's right up there. Ben's like, yeah, all right. We'll see.
I can't see him right now.
He's giving me the look.
Sure.
Like my tires will be flat when I go to my car. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call. Takes a full line. This is Home Sweet Chicago at 720. Do you?
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sump pimp. A pump pimp? What? What's that? Some pimp. Some pimp. What is it? Some
sump.
Some sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We got Tom from Beverly on the south side calling in. Tommy, how's the snow down there on the south side?
It's snowy.
Okay. Getting any accumulation or no?
Yeah, lots of. So, anyway, hey, here's my question.
Yeah.
I'm a retired person. I've got a little bit of bank, you know, and cash. And okay. I want to give it to my kids. All right. I got about $100,000 bank. And I get a pension every single month, you know. So I want to give some of this to my kids. What do I do? Tell me, what do I do?
Tom, how much do you want to give to your kids?
Oh, I love them a lot.
Everybody hopes to have a father like you. All right.
How old are you, Tom? Tom, how old are you?
61.
61. You married?
Divorced.
Okay. How much is your house worth?
I sold my house.
Okay. So where are you living right now?
I'm living with a buddy of mine.
Okay. Are you paying any rent?
Pretty much. Rent
okay.
free.
Okay. Rent free. You got 100 G's in the bank. How much money you got coming in? A month.
A month?
A month. $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. We got 25 minutes left in the show here.
I got $6,000 coming in every month.
All right, you got $6,000 coming in every month. How old are your kids?
34 and 32.
All right, are they working?
Yeah.
All right, so do they need this money for anything?
No.
Okay, so what I would do is I'd wait until you're dead to give your kids the money in case something, God forbid, happens to you.
Did you just say you wait until I'm dead?
Yeah, I just said that. I'll say it again. I would wait until you're dead to give your kids
deceased,
your money.
Demised.
Right, to make sure you have enough money to live. You're 61 years old. You're young. You've got a lot of life to live unless you've got some type of terminal disease that you expect to expire in the next 12 months. And I talked to a trust planning attorney and make sure
I'm hearing everything you're saying.
Okay.
And no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't want to be dead.
Because you can.
Well, that's good.
You can give your kids, what is it, $16,000, $17,000 a year?
That's a great question for a financial planner.
Yeah, tax free. If they have kids, you could give them more, right? So whatever that is, you could do that if you wanted to.
Tom, I would live your life as a 61-year-old person living with your buddy who's not charging you rent. And if you want to take care of your kids, buy them things during the year to take their to make their lives easier. That's what I would do, but we can't give you any type of financial advice because we're not certified financial planners.
That's true.
That's what I would do. I'd recommend talking with a certified financial planner so they're taken care of and you get the best advice, because talking to us is not the place to go. So thanks for calling in. We'll send you a Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. 61 years old, Dave. You giving away $100,000, all your money, to your 32-year-old kids?
Not yet. Not definitely not if they're not working.
No. And I'm going to make them earn it. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
what did your dad teach you? Your dad, get up and work.
Yeah, I didn't get anything before or after, in all fairness. But those were the expectations ahead of time, right? I mean, it's your money, your life, your everything, right?
Go, 61 years old, you're going to give your 100 G's to your kids? Yep. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You're way too young.
I think my kids are pretty good at spending that money already, you know, just like between the sports stuff and the this and the dance stuff.
$400 bats?
$600 bats, not $400 bats. $600. Is like a normal average bat, I guess.
I think you made some good, that was good advice, though. Buy them some things that they need that can make their life better and
cover their
help
cell
out
phone
with
bills.
Some car, car payment, something like
I've
that.
I've heard, and this is nice kind of a cool one, and I don't know, but parents paying off kids' debt, right? Because they could go straight to the creditor and just pay that bill. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, I'm not a financial advisor, but you're not giving the money, you're just paying the bill.
Right.
Well, absolutely.
So that's a nice...
I am 61 years old. I do have two kids. They're listening. No.
Yeah. There you go. The answer's no to that. Okay. The answer's no.
I think
way to go, Gary.
I said they top up to try to... I think your kids gave Tommy a couple of bucks. Hey, listen, my dad's on. See if I get 100 G's out of him. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200-847. David, I can feel it's a success for your show, which I love. And by the way, I love you too. There you go.
Nice.
Get your text read.
Like I love you.
How about a remote from the Wiener Circle? If you've ever been to the Wiener Circle, it's a little tight.
Okay.
And I don't think the language that they use at the Wiener Circle when you're ordering your food at the Wiener, which I love the ladies at the Wiener Circle. No, dude, I think they're fantastic and they're a Chicago treasure. I don't think that that'll pass the FCC.
Sure.
Next door will be lining up with an open line of credit if we set up live there, all right? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a great one.
Okay.
I called you and your dad about this, the same thing 3 years ago. Need help with crazy woodpeckers and birds. Mm-hmm. I have a stucco house, and they keep making holes in the chimney. How can I get rid of them?
So number one way to get rid of woodpeckers, besides moving... Right.
Yep.
Is to shoot them, which you're not allowed to do.
Okay.
And very illegal. So
Jeremy,
that's really
megapros.com for all the emails. That are coming
Not recommending it. I'm just saying it's they are brutal.
Do you know what you guys recommended to me?
To replace it with Hardy?
Nope.
Okay.
I have a brick house.
I mean, you could do all the things. You could do the owls.
Hold on.
You could do the streamers.
You don't remember.
Okay.
So I have a brick house. I have this woodpecker pecking on a brick house, which I think was maybe a little slow. Okay,
clearly.
So maybe
hanging out with the squirrels.
I had a mentally challenged woodpecker, which makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it does.
So I text Joe, and you guys were out together. I said, Joe, I got a woodpecker. What do I do? He's like, put tinsel out the window.
Tinsel.
CDs. So I'm like, great. What's tinsel? And he's like, it's the things
Jewish,
you hang up.
Because he's Jewish.
Yeah. He's like, it's the things you hang up at Christmas. I'm like, I'm a Jew, right? I'm texting him back, capital J-E-W. Yeah. Like, I don't know what tinsel is. So then you had to come back and explain to me.
Correct.
What tinsel was.
That can work. So something with shiny things, right? So so they don't like that. Obviously, replace anything that's rotten. Anything that we replace now that's rotten or damaged, we're going to replace it with a composite product. So the woodpeckers won't peck at that area.
Yeah.
But they usually just move. They'll just move from one little spot to another little spot. So it's infuriating.
And it means that you have decaying wood in your house and there's insects behind it.
Yeah, they're hitting corners because it sounds like a dead tree. So they're trying to get grub that's behind it or whatever it may be.
So if you've got woodpeckers on your house, you've got bigger problems.
You probably do, right? Okay. Not only the hole that they make is going to make it worse, but there could be some other underlying issues.
Like what type of bugs are behind there that they're going for?
Just grubs.
Grubs?
Yep, just all time. I'm not Janelle, so I can't even speak for that. I would just say all the bugs and insects could be behind
segment.
There. Yeah. Janelle will tell you exactly what species, where they drive from, the origins, and all that stuff.
Got it.
Yep.
630-1107. Can I obtain a mortgage in yen from Bank of Tokyo? Yen is weak, and their treasuries are at 1.9%. That's a great question for a mortgage professional in Tokyo.
Yeah.
What do I know? So thank you for
you don't
your
know
text.
That you can't do that.
I don't. I'm
about
not
Mexico.
Licensed
can
in
you?
Tokyo.
Are you?
I'm not licensed in Mexico.
Not licensed in Mexico.
I'm licensed here in the United States.
Got it. Okay.
There you go. 847, David. I love when you sprinkle in some Yiddish. Mm-hmm. Brace for impact here.
Yeah. Can't
okay?
wait.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, my Irish Catholic son once asked at dinner at the dinner table, how old will I be when I get here on my schmeckle? Okay? I just want to let everybody know, a schmeckle is another name for a penis. So if your Irish Catholic son thinks that he could get to the dinner table on his schmeckle, he has a career in a whole nother field that is in videos. Okay? I'm just saying, I don't know too many people that can make it to the dinner table balancing on the schmeckle. But this, I am listening. I got a listener's text right here.
You mentioned Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil, but I've never seen that act. But, okay. On a 847, Jeremy, on a standard house, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bathroom, what should the humidity level be on the whole house humidifier?
We're going to say between 30 and 40%.
Okay, there you go. 312-981-7200. Just want to pass along that your hose is frozen. Wait for it to thaw. If you don't and you try to roll it up, it will break like a stick. There you go.
That's true.
This is like a PSA show.
I like that one.
Constant.
That's a good one.
That's why.
As long as it's not connected to your house.
As long as.
Please disconnect it.
That's why I brought it into the garage.
Ooh, you're so smart.
Into my heated garage.
Man, not only mortgages. Look at you.
I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
The vast knowledge that
And then
we're
you
sharing.
Repaired your pavers the other day. What Dude. Were you doing? I'm so curious. I really want to know about this project. It looked great. I just didn't understand what you were doing.
So my 3.5-year-old house, brand new, spanking new house.
Yes.
My pavers.
On the stair edge.
Just on the stair edge. Just started coming loose. Safety hazard.
Yep.
So I go out.
It's the squirrels.
Yeah, you might have chipmunks too.
No, I'm saying because they're so big that they're weighing on your steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fat squirrels.
Yeah.
So I go out. So they're literally falling apart. So I go out and get some heavy duty adhesive stuff.
Yes.
And I'm out there. I bring them in the garage to dry them.
Uh huh.
Because you can't, you know.
Of course.
Your brick's got to be dry, as you know.
Yep.
And I bring a blow dryer out there and I'm blowing the base out.
Uh huh.
I put the goop down.
Yeah.
Sealed it. Perfect.
It looks good.
So okay. I go to the other one, the other stoop. I know I got to go to break. I go to the other stoop and I get everything done. It's beautiful.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you video this? Or?
No. Okay. I took a picture. I'm like, hey, Jeremy, look at this great
Aren't you so proud?
Joe would be proud. Radio silent.
That's also true.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for some affirmation here.
It looks amazing.
Okay.
It looks so good. You can tell. You can't even tell what you
okay,
did.
Okay. 2 weeks.
How good it looks.
I get affirmation after there 2 weeks.
I want to do it on the radio.
Five shrink sessions in the past 2 weeks because he wouldn't give me my affirmation. I'm like, Jeremy's mad at me. And I don't know why. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and phone line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 815. Big fan of the show. These guys, these guys are a pain to listen to. Thanks for listening.
Ouch.
Letting us know that we're a pain to listen to.
Sorry about
that. There's a lot going on.
Unfortunately, there's a lot more people that like to hear our show than this.
We think so. Ratings are up.
Yeah, we're happy. 312-981-7200. Biggest challenge on a day like today?
Biggest challenge on a day like today is, I'd say, just getting out there. I mean, people, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, a lot of people wake up and they see this and they go, I'm not going to make my designer drive all the way out here. Mm-hmm. So they give us a call in. And again, like we do also, again, we take our designer's health and safety very seriously. So if we are, you know, hey, we're not going to be able to make it out due to the weather, you know, we'll get you rescheduled, get you back on the board for a better time.
Well, at breakfast, you had a guy, one of your installers called, he couldn't get out of their driveway.
Yeah.
You know, where they were at.
Yeah, and, you know, we will do our best to make sure that we can get there. I don't want people to think that just because it is snowy that we're going to be canceling on you. But, again, things happen when the weather comes up. We do our best to keep everybody safe, and that's the number one priority. So if you have an appointment with us, we're coming on out there unless you hear otherwise. But if anything comes up on our end, we will give you a call. We will let you know. We're just not going to leave you hanging out high and dry.
Gary, biggest challenge on a day like today?
Oh, it's the exact same thing. We run the appointments to all over the greater Chicagoland area. If you, we will come out on a day like today. We want everybody to stay safe, just like he was saying. So I would make this, if you still want that appointment today, please get out there with your shovel. Shovel that driveway.
That'd be nice for the guys,
for the girls. Correct. Yeah. Clear that driveway. Give us a chance. Correct.
All right, Dave, the biggest challenge on a day like today?
Yeah, travel times. Trying to do more than one thing in a day, it's a nice reminder that, you know, for these couple months, we have to back off that aggressive scheduling.
Jeremy?
Yeah, hardcore urgency. Like, I want it now. I want it right. Like, it's like, yeah. Hey, just slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
And doing more than one thing in a day or going to one or more.
Biggest visits. Challenge for us would be getting on your roof right now. It would be a really big challenge and would not recommend it. But yeah, it's this white stuff that's flying around is problematic and it happens every year. So let's just get prepared.
I mean, we are at near, it's gotten worse since we've been down here for the past 3 hours.
Yeah, it's getting close to whiteout.
Yeah, it's near whiteout situation. So you asked me prior to the break the biggest goofiest thing. Couple calls me up, lender drops the ball. Okay, I talked to them. Okay, here's what I spent 6 months helping them enhance their credit to buy a home.
Okay,
every whatever month we call and hey, thanks for the help, boom, get the loan set up, everything's great. Then they start shopping. They're like, hey, we got a quote.
After all that work.
Quarter of a point less.
Where's loyalty at?
There is none.
Okay.
I go, all right, well, I'm glad I invested all this time over the past 6 months to get you into a position from the 500s to the 600s. I go, that rate is artificially low. Best of luck to you. Good luck, because I don't think they're going to be able to deliver on that rate.
Yeah.
Next one, number 62, who's up next? Boom.
Yeah.
Drop it, go. Younger David Hochberg has words with him. Older David Hochberg's like, hey, thanks for the opportunity. I'm going to go help somebody else, right?
Yep.
Okay? 2 weeks before the closing.
Okay.
Okay? No, it was like 8 days before the closing.
Okay.
Get a call from said couple. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, great. How you doing? What's going on? Got any questions? Yeah, remember that other lender with a quarter of a point lower? They came in, we got the closing disclosure, and their closing costs shot up tremendously. And what you said was
they were buying it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They jammed them at the last second. They floated the rate. They thought they'd play the rate game, lock it in at the end on a 15-day lock, and the market turned against them. And in order to get the rate they quoted them, cost them like an extra $8,000-$10,000.
Okay.
And I'm just like, hey, I'm like, what do you want me to do? Right, they're like, well, can we switch teams and come back to you? I'm like, you got 8 days here, right? I'm like, I've already helped 20 other people here. I go, unfortunately, you got to go. I told, it was kind of like that I told you so moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. Ouch. But, the 6 months that I invested that you decided to go another direction that I told you you couldn't get, now is coming. The chickens are coming back to, is that what it is? I should call my Packers fan.
Chickens are coming back to roost,
right? I told you, wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's just like you pull up in front of a busy intersection, right, Dave? You got four gas stations. Three of them are selling gas at $3.50 a gallon. You got the one at the other corner selling for $1.75. Okay? Breaking news, everybody. Okay? If you go to the guy with the $1.75 instead of the three with the $3.50s, Amoco, BP and Shell, right? Three major, and then you've got Bob's Gas over there for $1.75. I guarantee you.
Something's wrong with Bob's Gas.
Probably.
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 That's not a jab at all Bob's right now, just to be clear.
Anybody, Bob, that owns a gas station by the name of Bob's Gas, we're not taking a shot, but Bob's Gas, probably the same guy that sold the roofing company for the fix and flip.
I would imagine so.
The shingles.
I mean,
that were 40 years old.
But that's like telling anyone. Like, you could buy a steak at Chili's. You could buy a steak at Ruth's Chris. You could buy a steak at Smith & Wolinski's. Mm-hmm. They're all steak.
Right.
But you do know that they're going to be different,
yeah,
right?
They're like going to come from.
You're not going to get Kobe beef at Chili's.
You get what
Chili's.
You pay for.
Yeah, you do.
So just, all these people, this person's quoting this rate. Good. And have a nice day. I'm like, here's what they're going to do to you at the end. If you want to take my 24 years worth of experience and test it, knock yourself out. I've got other calls to make, and thank you for the opportunity. On to the next one.
Sure.
Right? And we're going to... Yeah. So that's the biggest challenge. I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. We've got a little time here. Right?
Okay.
We got Dan over here.
We do got Dan. He's Dan the man.
He's a rookie.
With the plan.
Hello.
It's a rookie.
Still here. Yeah.
And you know what we do with rookies. So
yes,
you
I
have
do.
The song sheet in front of you.
I got the song sheet in front of me.
Okay. Benny, are we ready?
You're going to count me in?
I'm going to drop it right now. So we've got about a minute. Yeah, we got about 2 minutes before the break. Are you ready? I haven't seen you this. He said when he gets nervous, he turns red.
Yeah. I think he's okay.
That's a shade of red.
Me.
Yeah, we don't know. Dan might crush it. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm taking
over under on this?
I'm taking the under.
Sure. Okay.
All right, Dan, you ready? Here we go. Dan is a rookie, as we do with all rookie, especially rookies on rainy day. Gary's like, I'm not singing. I'm not. There's no way I'm singing. I'm
Gary did it.
Gary did it.
Yeah.
Well, he was forced to do it.
Sure.
So here you go. Rookie initiation onto the show. And this is my favorite song. Hold on. Oh, I'll tell you what, Ben, we need a longer version, Benny, of it, because I only got 5 seconds.
I was going to say, we got a talking intro.
Yeah, okay.
You
want to
cut to the singing?
Don't. Do I tell you? You don't tell the pilot how to fly the plane. All right, there, Spartacus. Just sit there and look pretty. We're good. Ben's going to download it. Okay, we're going to put added pressure on it. Dave, can you believe this over here? This guy over here.
It's a good rookie interaction, though.
Right, good.
I mean,
right.
He's stepping up. He's, right. You know. Calling a shot.
I don't think so. All right, so Ben's going to download the song. We're going to take a quick break. Gary's sitting back going, I get to see what it looks like on the other side of the
net. That's right.
All right, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Ben's downloading the song, getting it ready for you. We're going to take a quick break, tune up his vocal cords, and be right back.
Let's review.
Do you want me to read that for you?
I sold a pre. I, no.
I'm in a little trouble.
I'm doing the phonetic.
Wow. Hooked on phonics.
Yeah.
Work for me.
Aren't we hooked on phonics?
I'm on the first chapter.
Yeah, we know. You opened the book.
I had trouble getting phonics out. Phonics. Completely forgot the word.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Got a text at 1243. Jeremy.
Yeah, just got one. So, hi, David. It's Susan from Deer Park. I wanted to go through you a few months ago. Unfortunately, my husband had a friend that wanted to go. What same crap happened. We had to come up with $15K a week before closing. So, okay. Same. That's got to be like a normal process.
It's
for
not
these.
Normal.
Oh, it's not.
No, it shouldn't be normal.
It should not be normal.
You should know exactly how much you need at the beginning that you need at the end. How much you need at the end at the beginning of the transaction.
And they don't tell you that.
We do.
Wow.
Okay. Not a lot of my company.
Some shady.
Well, sure. I mean, you know.
Give you that low rate?
Right. Three. Buy one window, get three free. But you're paying four times the amount for the one window. I mean, hello. We've all been there, okay? Nothing's free. All right, go around the horn. We're going to end with Danny Boy over here doing It's Raining Men. Gary, you're up. Your dime, your dance floor. Leave us with something memorable and thought-provoking.
Okay, I don't know about that, but just a couple of quick points. First of all, Next Door Window just wants to thank all the customers for the great home improvement projects that they helped us do this year. It was an amazing year at Next Door and Window. There's a lot of customers still out there that are still on the fence thinking about those projects. As I said in the opening segment, now is the time to buy. No money down. Make this the last winter ever that you'll ever be cold in your home. So please reach out to us. Go to our website, www.nextdoorandwindow.com, or you can call us 844-600-NEXT.
And your kids will get your money when you're dead.
When I'm dead.
Yeah. Okay.
Now they're plotting that.
And the gentleman left with Jesus, Paul, and Mary or something like that. What did
something
he say?
Like that.
Jerry, Jesus, Joseph, Mary, and Joseph. Yes. Whatever. I guess that's not a good thing. He wasn't happy. All right. Well, I'll take that. Take that for the team. I was just trying to speed it along and help the guy out. Maybe wait until you're dead to give your money away. Dave Haas, nugget of knowledge on the way out the door, buddy.
Yeah, miracle method, surface refinishing, save money over the cost of replacement. I think the kitchen and bath are great places where you can freshen up that space and not go through the hassle of the replacement. And we'll make sure that you know if you need to replace it. It's equally as fun of a year. I'm looking forward to. I'll be back December 27th for my annual New Year's Eve show with you, and happy holidays to everybody.
And the reason it was funny to me when you said your wife with the chimneys is because your wife is from Argentina.
Yes,
and there's not a lot of need for chimneys in Argentina.
No. Well, no. I don't know if there's the flu down there. I think they have them. They do.
All right.
I think they have.
MegaPros Jeremy, MegaPros Home Improvement. Nugget of knowledge, young man.
Yeah, if you have questions about your home, anything at any time, you could call or text us. We are very fast to respond or email us. The three easy ways of communication. And we're happy to help 24/7, 365. Any issues with your home, we're not going to sell you anything because we don't sell products. We just provide information. Same thing what Gary said. Costs are going up. We got some huge cost increases last year that were just gross and unfortunate. We did have to pass some of those costs along to our customers. We did our best not to. Mm-hmm. We want to do the same thing this year, but they are going up. So we can honor current contract costs or any project that we're going to sign from now till December 31st. So please reach out to us if you have a 2026 project of any kind. Let's plan now and lock in those prices.
89.
I was a little premature on that. Sorry it's about cool. that. No Dan worries. McCarty, nice job redo cabinets. Yeah. You want to leave with the nugget of knowledge before you embarrass yourself and your company on the radio singing a training mess.
Yeah, redo cabinets, you know, reinvigorating the heart of the home. Give us a call. Set up a free in-home design consultation. We'll send one of our designers there to help you design your cabinets, get you down to the penny price, guaranteed for the future. So, again, you're not surprised with any hidden costs or anything. And give us a call, 630-381-5583. Again, 630-381-5583. You could find us at redocabinets.com, redocabinets.com. The more you learn about us, the more you're going to like us. So definitely right. check us out.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So the entire success and future of Redo Cabinets are
hinges on this performance.
Hinges on this performance.
Yeah, obviously.
All right, Navy boy. He worked. He was on aircraft carrier, the Stennis.
Okay. Did he sing?
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
That was the cruise ship. That was the cruise ship he was on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Spirit of Chicago, we were singing servers.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. He was nice.
Atomic-powered aircraft carrier.
I
kind
like
of
that.
A big deal.
Yeah. Boats yeah. of the future.
Working with ordinances. He was a guy that was plugging in the bomb ordinances over here.
Yikes.
Yeah. You okay. would have found that out if you came to breakfast. All right, here we go. You got the words in front of you?
Got the words in front of me, although I don't need them, but I got them.
All right, Benny, hit it. Why are you turning red?
Because humidity is rising.
Oh, nice shot.
Barometer's getting low.
He's changing the words.
According to all sources, the street's the place to go.
More energy.
Nights for the first time, just about 10:30. I'm in history. It's going to start raining, man. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go out and run. Let myself get absolutely soaking wet.
All right, Benny, I can't take anymore. Yeah.
What about a round of applause?
I need to put the dollar.
That was great. I'm sure our listeners really enjoyed that.
Yep, and there are dogs barking all over the United States right now.
Turn your radio down. Yes. Yeah.
We have to sell gauze pads for people's ears in
that's
the
okay.
future. To,
that's what tampons are for.
Okay, so another, that's Jeremy at Megapros for all of your inbound emails. So, listen, we appreciate you listening to the show.
Yes.
We did a lot of public service announcements today. So if you're looking to redo or reface or resurface safety, the best gift, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, the best gift is safety. And yeah. And if you're, instead of electronics or anything like that, if you could invest that money and pool your money as a family and invest it in grab bars. I know it's not as flashy as a new iPad or AirPods or a sweatshirt or whatever the hell you're getting, or hat to glove. They use it every day, right? Yeah. You're in and out of the bathtub, call Dave. If you need new windows before the price goes up, call Gary. If you want to resurface, reface your resurface, you call Dave. You want to reface and get your cabinets and kitchen done before Valentine's Day and your windows, you call these two gentlemen over at Dan at Redo and Gary at Next Door Windows. And if you want to plan for a home remodel or
anything,
you call Mega Pros. And if you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance your existing home, give me a call. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay warm.
Stay safe.
It's a total whiteout. We're going to take us 3.5 hours to get home, but we appreciate you listening. And if you don't have to go outside today, don't. It's a mess out. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great weekend. And take care. Stay warm. Stay dry.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Gary Armstrong from Next Door and Window, and David Haas from Miracle Method. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.